You're listening to Easy Rock 99.7. I'm your host, Sue McGarvey, talking about passion tonight. You know, I know it's this, you know, the passion. What is passion? Well, I am, you know, as your sex and relationship therapist, I am your shrink to tell you we need to become more passionate. And one of the interesting things that I was talking to people, and I ran into a woman who was in her 80s, and she said she really didn't find herself or discover herself until she was, you know, sort of late 40s. And I'm talking right now to Jackie Scarcello. She is a advocate for positive aging, and she's joining us from California. Jackie, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
I'm glad. Now, you are somebody who says that we are going to be fabulous over 50.
I'm guaranteeing it.
All right. I had lunch with a girlfriend today who's 52, and she had this major hot flash in the middle of the restaurant, like to the point where she's sweating and she's red and she's like, I hate aging. And you're saying none of this. No.
I mean, hot flashes are a reality. There are all sorts of realities in being over 50 that are not fun. But there are all kinds of realities of being any age that are not fun. And what I'm saying is you can still be fabulous.
Okay. Give me this.
Even though you may be sweating.
Give me the points as to how we can be fabulous.
Well, the thing that happens as you get older is that self-awareness and confidence builds. And these are incredible tools, particularly for women, because many women battle confidence their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when you develop confidence it becomes a tool for you to live with in your life, life just gets absolutely fabulous. I mean, you were talking about that just as you started there, about the 80-year-old woman who mm-hmm. said she didn't find herself until she was in her 40s. I don't think there's anything that is going to make you as passionate as...
That's true.
Then, boy, you have a lot to give. And I think that inner confidence and knowing that you're okay the way you are, no matter how you are, is one of the sexiest things around.
Yeah, she was particularly amazing. She's very, very sexual at 80. She said she's a cougar with a, you know, 67-year-old lover.
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
I know, it's good. So you've written this book about being fabulous after 50, and you have the points about being confident. You know, obviously health is in there, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes, taking care of yourself, being healthy, you know, being able to sort of, I always say, drive fast cars and swear a lot, wear a lot of purple and leopard skin and embarrass my kids when I want to be old. And I tell them that, and they're rolling their eyes now. But what else do you suggest that we should do when we're, you know, over 50 and fabulous?
Well, I think that taking care of yourself and being healthy is very important. And I, you know, I really do encourage women to eat healthy and to exercise. But I encourage them to do that in order to be vibrant, not to be young. And I think it's the mindset that we have to change. Because if you think you're doing all those things to win the battle over aging, then really you're in a losing battle. And
okay.
Sooner or later, that's going to knock you down again.
Mm-hmm.
So changing your attitude about why am I healthy, why am I exercising, or, you know, why do I want to lose 5 pounds? Not because I want to look 40 again,
right,
but because I want to be healthy at the age I'm at. And just changing that perspective and understanding it's about the value of your life today and the age that you're at today, it has an amazing impact on how you receive everything that comes into your life. I think it's true at any age, but I think it's particularly true when we're older because there's a lot in our society that tells us that being older is second class.
Mm, very much so, right? And realizing that one of the things we had a plastic surgeon on just very recently who said, you know, what people are looking for is the, you know, the nips and tucks because it's fighting gravity. And I don't know. We've been having this discussion about whether or not you augment. And I don't know. I'm not entirely sold on all of it. So I think that's the same kind of attitude. So you're suggesting just celebrate trying really hard to get in touch with yourself and to be really comfortable in your skin, which is easier said than done, of course.
Well, it is. But, you know, in order to write my book, 50 and Fabulous, The Best Years of a Woman's Life, I interviewed women between the ages of 45 and 102 in 5 countries. And I interviewed amazing women, women like that 80-year-old you're talking about, women who obviously did not have a problem with being between 45 and 102. And I found that one of the things they were was comfortable in their own skin. And that finding was one of the things that encouraged me to write a book because I thought, comfort in your own skin, wow, for women, what a gift that is.
That is definitely a
and
gift.
And to think that you can find it when that skin is actually kind of, you know, sliding down towards your ankles, that's really exciting.
That is very exciting. So where did you get this book, 15 Fabulous?
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in all the major bookstores. It's 50 and Fabulous, The Best Years of a Woman's Life. And unfortunately, you have to add that best years. Well, it's not unfortunate because you need to be reminded. It's the best years.
It is the best years. Jackie Scarsella, she has joined us from California on The Advocate for Positive Aging. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.